There's nothing strictly seasonal about Wiener Schnitzel or Bratwurst, but dine around New Orleans during October, and you might think we were witnessing just a brief window of availability to enjoy these traditional German dishes. The reason isn't the season, of course, but the theme, and that's Oktoberfest, which is not any one event anymore, but an entire month of eager encouragement to guzzle beer by the stein and tamp it all down under a mat of sauerkraut and sausage. There's a parallel here to St. Patrick's Day, of course, when everyone wants to be Irish, as long as that means drinking a lot, picking out on corned beef, and stealing smooches on the parade route. For Germans, the vicarious ethnic adulation of Oktoberfest is less intense, but lasts a whole lot longer. There isn't one parade, but rather a parade of promotions, with Bavarian-themed parties filling the event calendar and special sausage-strung menus at more restaurants. Some of it can start to feel like jumping on the Oompa bandwagon. But put a different slant on it, and this focus on food and drink feels like a pretty apt way to connect with the German heritage of New Orleans. That's a heritage that's very strong, yet still usually not very prominent. And it's one that expresses itself with gusto around the table. For instance, there's a reason we call parts of the river parishes here the German coast. And it's the same reason the andouille produced there has a French name, but follows a German style of chunky, smoky sausage. In fact, some experts of the Louisiana boucherie will tell you that the techniques of this very traditional Cajun hog butchering are historically more German than French. This is sort of typical. French influences on Louisiana culture get the headlines, but for a time in the 19th century, Germans made up the largest group of foreign-speaking people in the state. They dominated the New Orleans brewing business back then, which isn't so surprising. But they were also big in baking, which brings us to New Orleans-style French bread. It's indispensable to the local palate. It's the foundation of po'boy culture. But that French bread you got through the generations from Leidenheimer, Rising, or Binder has a lot more to do with old-world German baking than a French baguette. But if German food culture in New Orleans is somewhat submerged, Oktoberfest hoists it higher than a foamy stein. Here's the modern way New Orleans connects with its German heritage. And for generations, the place to do it has been Deutsches Haus, which isn't a restaurant, but is the German cultural group that embraces this identity year-round. The group's Oktoberfest is in Kenner these days, where the setting is a bit different, but the spirit feels the same. In fact, this party has been something of a rite of autumn for New Orleans. With all the rib-sticking Bavarian cooking, the German beer, the Oompa bands, and another rendition of the chicken dance, all but signaling the changing seasons. And no matter what ethnicity you claim, after a long hot summer in New Orleans, that can be music to anyone's ears. Learn more at wwno.org.